today. Today, love in particular is merged in all the children everywhere. Today, love in particular is merged in all the children everywhere. Today is called the Day of Remembrance. 18th January is the Day of Remembrance. From Amrit Vela, Bap Dada was looking around everywhere in this land and abroad. Bap Dada was looking around everywhere in this land and abroad, and the portrait of the love of each child was merged in the father's heart. The portrait of love of the father was merged in every child, and the portrait of the love of each child was merged in the father's heart. So, the children were in the father's heart and the father was in the children's heart. Today, in particular, is called the Day of Love, the Day of Remembrance. Today, in particular, is called the Day of Love, the Day of Remembrance. Bap Dada saw the necklaces of the pearls of love of the children even before Amrit Vela. Bap Dada saw the necklaces of the pearls of love of the children even before Amrit Vela. In the heart of each child, there is the song playing automatically. there is the song playing automatically in the heart of each child. My Baba, Brahma Baba, Sweet Baba. So this song is playing automatically in the heart of each child. And in Bap Dada's heart, the song is playing. The song playing is Sweet Children, Lovely Children. So in the heart of each child, the song playing automatically, My Baba, Brahma Baba, Sweet Baba. And in Bap Dada's heart, the song playing is Sweet Children, Loving, Lovely Children. Today, today, today in each one, instead of the powers, instead of other powers, the power of love is merged in each one to a greater extent. Today in each one, instead of all other powers, the power of love is merged in each one to a greater extent. This godly love, this spiritual love, this godly love, this spiritual love is experienced only at the confluence age. This godly love, this spiritual love is experienced only at the confluence age. Only those who are experienced, only those who are experienced know this love from God. So only those who are experienced know this love from God. It makes each of the children into easy yogis. It makes each of the children into easy yogis. Bap Dada saw that in all the children, Bap Dada saw that in all the children, that Bap Dada saw that in all the children, so many, many experiences of love are merged in them. So many, many experiences of love are merged in them. The basis of your very birth is love. So you were born spiritually on the basis of love. The basis of your birth is love. There isn't a single child there isn't a single child visible. Other powers may be lacking, but the experience of the Father's love and the love of the special souls who have become instruments is visible in the hearts and on the faces of the majority of the children. So there isn't a single child visible who has not been born on the basis of love. Other powers may be lacking, but the experience of the Father's love and the love of the special souls who have become instruments is visible in the hearts and on the faces of the majority of children. What made all of you come here today? What made all of you come here today especially? In which plane did you come? In which aeroplane did you come? Did you come by train or by plane? Everyone's face shows that you all arrived here in the plane of love. Everyone's face shows that you all arrived here in the plane of love. No matter what you had to do, you know, to come here, so no matter what you had to do, but all of you have arrived here in the plane of love. Today is called the Day of Remembrance, Smriti Divas. Smriti means remembrance and Divas is day. So today is called the Day of Remembrance, Smriti Divas. But together with the Day of Remembrance, it is also called the Day of Power, Samarthi Divas, Smriti Divas. And Samarthi Divas. Smriti is remembrance and Samarthi is power. So it is also called the Day of Power. Today, is also called the Day of Coronation. Today is also called the Coronation Day because it was on this day, you know, on 18 January, how Dadiji got hold of Brahma Baba's hand, so like Brahma Baba gave his hands to Dadiji, and how she was, you know, like Baba willed or everything to her. So Baba is saying, today is called the Day of Coronation because today it was on this day, that Bab Dada and especially Father Brahma crowned the instrument Mahavir children with the crown of world service. The Father Brahma, so Father Brahma himself became unknown, that is incognito. So Brahma Father himself became unknown, that is incognito, and gave the children the tilak of remembrance for world service. Brahma Father himself became unknown and gave the children the tilak of remembrance for world service. He made the children karanhar, that is the one who does. So children became karanhar, the ones who do, and himself became karavanhar, the one who inspires and gets it done through others. The one who gets it done through others is called Karavanhar. So he made the children Karanhar and himself became Karavanhar. He gave the blessing of the angelic form. He gave the blessing of the angelic form the same as himself. Because it was on this day, 18 January, Brahma Baba became an angel. So, the same as himself, and gave them, the children, a crown of light. So, he gave the children the crown of light and himself became an angel. And seeing the children carrying out the duty according to the blessing that Bap Dada gave to the that Bap Dada gave of the crown and the tilak, Bap Dada is pleased. So, and seeing children carrying out the duty according to the blessing that Bap Dada gave of the crown and the tilak, Bap Dada is pleased. Children put the blessing for service into practical form, and seeing this too, Bap Dada is pleased. So Bap Dada is pleased to see how the children have put this blessing for service into practical form. So whatever part all of you have played until now, and the part you have to play in the future, for all that, so for all that, all the part you have played until now, and the further part you are going to play in the future, Father Brahma especially giving multi-million fold congratulations. So Father Brahma especially giving multi-million fold congratulations for the part that you have played until now. and the part you have to play in the future. Wah, children, wah, Baba says. So Baba is congratulating his children for all the service they are doing and the service they will do in the future. Wah, children, wah. Baba toured around abroad too. And what did he see? Baba toured around abroad too. And what did he see? What did Bab Dada see? Bab Dada saw that each child is merged in love. Each child is merged in love. You have received so many powers from the Father. And because this day is specially for receiving blessings, of the powers with love, so you have received so many powers from the Father because this day is specially for receiving blessings of the power with love. Bab Dada saw that some children Bab Dada saw that some children are lost in remembrance as well as are engaged in service very well. So remembrance and service, both they are doing very well. They experience Amrit Vela also very well. They even have the experience of being bodiless. So they are deeply lost in remembrance. They are also engaged in service. They experience Amrit Vela very, very well. And they even have the experience of being bodiless. But when it is time to become karma yogis, But when it is time to become karma yogis, there there's a difference in being able to do both together. Karma and yoga both together, it is sometimes difficult, so that difference comes. For some it is easy, for some it is difficult to be karma yogis, to be doing karma and also in remembrance at the same time. It's not the same in every child. So there's a difference in being able to do both together, of being a yogi and of performing action. They make effort to have a balance of karma and yoga. But although they experience a powerful stage at Amritvela, there's a difference when they come into action. There they have to labor. When they come into action to have yoga at the same time, there they have to labor. And Bab Dada has told all the children, that the destruction of the world is to take place suddenly. You know, all of a sudden destruction will start. So everything will happen suddenly, and therefore, if instead of paying attention throughout the day, so Baba wants to say that we have to pay attention all the time. So if instead of paying attention throughout the day, because of lacking, imbibing something, there is a difference in the stage of being a karma yogi. Then what will you do when destruction comes? However, Bab Dada is not going to announce the date. Of the destruction of the world. Do you know when the period of your life is going to end? Does anyone of you know that on what date your death is going to take place? Does anyone know? that you are going to die on such and such date. Those who know when the date when they are going to leave the body, raise your hand. Anyone who knows his date of death? Everyone is laughing. So does any one of you know on what date your death is going to take place? Do any one of you know? Those who know, raise your hands. So anything can happen at any time, suddenly. When something happens to the elements, any natural calamity takes place, so many die at the same time. So many die at the same time whenever any calamity takes place. You know, an earthquake comes, so many thousands die. There's a flood, so many die. So, Baba is saying, when something happens to the elements, so many die at the same time. So, do not become careless by thinking. Do not become careless by thinking of the date of the destruction of the world. Your Jagatamba, Mama. Mama's slogan was, you know what Mama used to say all the time? Never say sometime, kab. Kab means sometime. But say now, because tomorrow anything can happen. So don't say kab sometime, but say now, ab. Because anything can happen tomorrow. But I definitely have to remain ever ready. So, do all of you pay this much attention to your preparation that anything can happen anytime, anywhere, anyhow? So do all of you pay this much attention to your preparation? Have all of you settled the accounts of your karma? Have you settled the accounts of your karma? In all the four subjects of knowledge, yoga, dharana and service, in all the four subjects of knowledge, yoga, dharana and service, in all the four subjects, have you made such preparations? Have you made such preparations in every way? Have you checked that you have the experience of complete and unlimited disinterest? Have you checked whether you have the experience of complete and unlimited disinterest? So each one should check, do I have the experience of complete and unlimited disinterest? Have you checked in your heart? Have you checked in your heart? Whether you are ever ready? Whether you have become a conqueror of attachment and an embodiment of remembrance? Have you checked this in your heart? Whether you are ever ready, whether you are a conqueror of attachment and an embodiment of remembrance? Why is Baba saying this? Because Father Brahma, because Father Brahma made himself like this through his effort. Because Father Brahma made himself like this through his effort, and the children and the experienced children saw it, how through his effort he made himself so detached. And the experienced children saw it. In no way was there an atmosphere of his karmic accounts. In no way was there an atmosphere of his karmic accounts. Because the frequent practice of becoming bodiless, because the frequent practice of becoming bodiless helped him to make him bodiless, and suddenly one day he flew away. Did anyone imagine or ever think of? Did anyone imagine or think of that Father Brahma is going to go, is going to leave the body? Did anyone think like that? No, nobody thought, you know. It was all of a sudden. So, however, he was a conqueror of attachment while having his hand in the hands of the children. Was there any attraction? He became an angel. He departed, having given the children the tilak to become angels. So he gave the tilak to become angels to the children, and he departed. He departed, having given the children the tilak to become angels. The reason for this was, the practice was the practice of being bodiless over a long period of time. Many experienced children who lived with Baba, had the experience that while performing actions, he would become bodiless. They used to see, you know, how Baba is doing action and then all of a sudden he becomes bodiless. The reason for the difference in the karma yogi stage, you know, some are able to become karma yogi well and some are not. So Baba says the difference, the reason for the difference in the karma yogi stage is that is that while you are performing action, it doesn't remain in your awareness in an emerged form. That I am a soul. Everyone knows I am a soul, so this understanding is there, but I am a soul, yes, but what type of soul am I? I, the soul, and Karavanhar, and these physical organs are Karanhar. I am the soul, the Karavanhar, who is getting actions done through the sense organs, the physical organs. So I, the soul, am Karavanhar, and these physical organs are Karanhar. So while performing actions, be an embodiment of the awareness of the self-respect of Karavanhar. So Brahma Baba became that. Even if you have to get something done through your physical organs, always remember, I am Karavanhar. I am the master. I am Karavanhar, I am the master. If you are set on this seat that I am the Karavanhar, I am the master, then all of your physical organs will stay in order. Then all of your physical organs will remain in order. If you are not set on the seat, then no one will listen to you. No one listens to someone who is not seated on his seat. The soul is Karavanhar and the physical organs are Karanhar. So physical organs are Karanhar, they are not Karavanhar. You are the soul who is Karavanhar. You heard the experience of Father Brahma. You heard the experience of Father Brahma, that how in the beginning Father Brahma would practice this daily. At the end of the day, he would hold a court of all the physical organs. He would hold a court of all the physical organs. The older children would have seen Baba's diary. You know, Baba used to write a diary every day. This was in the year 1935. Before Shiv Baba entered in his body, Baba used to write in the diary about how he is Karavanhar and his sense organs are Karanhar. So, the older children would have seen Baba's diary in which Baba used to hold court daily. And being Karavanhar, the master, he would have a daily exchange with all his physical organs. In the beginning, Father Brahma paid this much attention. So Brahma Father paid this much attention. And so you too have to consider yourselves to be Karavanhar, the masters. Because the soul is the king. Because the soul is the king. And these physical organs are the companions. So you should check Today, in particular, what was the condition of my mind, intellect, sanskars, nature? So, how were they? You have to check this. And by your checking them instantly the physical organs will automatically pay attention, because the king is going to ask them about their welfare, so they will be alert. The soul is the king. And so the soul, the king, who is Karavanhar, should check these physical organs, the Karanhar. Otherwise, it is seen that some children say, they say, that we do order our physical organs. So they say to Baba, we do order our physical organs. But then they revert to their original form again. We make effort. But some sanskars and nature do not remain in order. But some sanskars and nature do not remain in order. The reason for this is that you do not remain set on your seat of self-respect. The reason for this is that you do not remain set on your seat of self-respect. Unless you are seated on your seat, no matter how many orders you give, even those who obey your orders are not going to listen to you if you are not set on your seat. So while performing action, remain seated on your seat of being Karavanhar, the master. Many children even have a heart-to-heart conversation with Bab Dada about this. They say, Baba, you have made us into almighty authorities. Baba, you have made us into almighty authorities, those with all powers, not those with just some powers, but all powers. But as soon as, because as soon as each child took this Brahmin birth, you gave them the blessing of being an almighty authority. Do you remember that blessing given at the time of your birth? The father gave each child the blessing of being a master almighty authority. The father gave each child the blessing of being a master almighty authority. Who gave this blessing? That you are master almighty authority. The almighty authority father himself gave this blessing. But however you complain that at the time of need, the power you need at that time doesn't come. That is, it does not obey your orders. Why does this happen? Why does it not obey your orders? Since you have the blessing from the Almighty Authority Himself, there is no one greater than Him. And He has blessed you. So what you have to do is, if you issue the order while being stable in the stage of the blessing, then it is not possible that you issue an order and that power does not obey. It's not going to happen like that. That it doesn't obey even though you have ordered. One is that the soul is the master. You have received the blessing of the Almighty Authority Himself, that you are Master Almighty. And therefore, whilst being stable in that form, as you are the Master, you have that blessing. Therefore, issue the order whilst being stable in the stage of the awareness of both forms. It is impossible that the power will not listen to you, because you have the blessing that you are all Master Almighty Authority. So the power will definitely listen to you, and you have the right, you have a right at the confluence age to the father's property. All of you have received the title. All of you have received the title of the Almighty Authority. All of you have received the title of the Almighty Authority. It is just that you don't remain stable in that stage. You don't remain constantly in that stage. So you don't remain in that stage all the time. There is sometimes in this. So this word sometimes should be removed from your Brahmin dictionary. So remove this word sometimes from your Brahmin dictionary. Be present right now. You say, Baba, we remember you. So you say, Baba, we remember you. And you become present. No, you say that, don't you? Baba, we remember you and you become present. Those who have the experience that you say, Baba, and Baba becomes present. Yes, all are raising their hand. See, now you are raising your hand. You say, Baba, and Baba becomes present. So Baba is saying, what is this? The Lord becomes present. So what is this power compared to the Lord? The Lord can become present. Then why can't the powers become present? You have received these powers as the Father's property. So issue an order while being the master. Issue an order while being the master to whichever power you want. Order that power and it should be present in front of you. You don't issue an order while being a master. And so you lose that power. You don't issue an order while being a master. So, you lose your power. Therefore, when you issue an order in that stage that I am Master Almighty Authority, if then the powers will come automatically. If you are not the power master, why should the powers obey you? So what does Bap Dada want now? You know that, do you not? What Bap Dada wants you to do? The Father wants each of His children, while performing actions, to become a king child, master of the self. To become a king child, a master of the self. And not to let go of the seat of self-sovereignty. So don't let go of the seat of self-sovereignty. Become a king child, a master of the self. Master Almighty Authority. A king is a king, is it not? He is a king throughout the whole day, is he not? Or is he a king sometime and not at other times? To be seated on the throne or not is a different matter. To be seated on the throne or to not sit on the throne is a different matter. But even while at home, he doesn't forget that he is the king. So there shouldn't be a difference between being a karma yogi and having a powerful stage of accurate yoga at Amrit Vela. There shouldn't be a difference between being a karma yogi and having a powerful stage of accurate yoga at Amrit Vela. It is double work. Yes, of course it's double work. But, who are you? But who are you? You are world transformers and world benefactors. You are world transformers and world benefactors. This is why the Father wants from you. So what does the Father want from us? That while you are walking and moving around, do not forget that I am a king. Do not let go of your seat. Do not let go of your seat. Without your seat, no one would obey your orders. Nowadays, just see how much they do for a seat, for a chair, you know. How much they do just to get a chair. They try so hard to claim their right. They try so hard to claim their right. None of them wants to let go of their right. None of them wants to let go of their right. So you also should claim your godly right. Who am I? Every moment that you are working, even while doing your work, make a timetable for your mind. Make a timetable for your mind. While doing this particular work, what would the self-respect of my mind be? Think of that. What aim will I keep today? What aim will I keep today? At the time of carrying out your work, from your list of self-respect, at the time of carrying out your work, create different timetables. Just as you fix a timetable for physical work, in the same way, fix a timetable for your mind. You know what you have to do. You know that you have to do this work at this particular time. So, what respect will I keep when I'm doing that work? With which form of self-respect will I be able to claim the right of a master? So create a timetable for your mind for this. You know how to make a timetable, do you not? Do mothers know how to make a timetable? Mothers? Mothers, make a program for yourselves. For example, when you are preparing food, what self-respect will you keep immersed in your intellect whilst cooking? There's a long garland of self-respect, a big queue, long list of self-respect. The garland of self-respect is so long that you can continue to count it and become merged in it. Some children say about a long period of time. So they say, as yet we cannot see any signs of destruction. They say, the date is not yet fixed for that, so we will do it at some point. It will happen. But this is carelessness, because they think the date is not right now. It won't take, the destruction won't take place so quickly. Therefore they become careless. This is carelessness. You are world benefactors and giving a message. So some children think there is still time left, and they will give the message as they progress further. But no, Baba say no. Because those to whom you give the message later will complain to you. Because if you don't give them the message now, later on they will complain to you. What will they complain about? They will say, why did you not tell us earlier so that we could have done something at that time? You are telling us now at the last moment. So at the last moment, we can only recognize him and then say, oh God, your divine activities are wonderful. We can only say this because we will not be able to claim a status, as we haven't got time to make effort. So why will this happen? Because there has to be the cooperation. There has to be the cooperation of a long period of time. All of you sitting here are heirs, are you not? Those of you who consider yourself to be heirs, raise your hands. Those who consider themselves to be heirs, raise your hand. Oh, so all of you consider yourselves to be heirs. That means, Acha, if you are heirs, then are you going to, so are you going, are you wanting full inheritance or just a little bit of inheritance? If you think you are heirs, you will get inheritance, but do you want full inheritance or only little inheritance? What is the meaning of full inheritance? Full inheritance is 21 complete births from the beginning to the end. Not the royal subjects, but to come in the royal family. To be relatives of the king and queen, that's called royal family. You have to come in the royal family, because only one will sit on the throne. Okay, one couple will sit on the throne. A couple will only sit on it, but when the court is being held there, but when a court is being held there, the special instrument souls of the royal family that sit there will also have a crown. They don't sit without a crown. So even royal family members will have a crown on their head when they sit in the court. They will not sit without a crown. And there will be those who are consulted about every task. It's not that just the king will rule only, but then his royal family will be there. It's not that just the one will rule. They do everything there with consultation, and this is why, if you want to receive the full inheritance, then from the first birth to the end, that is full 24 births, not even half, not something in midway, because no one is going to die untimely there, so it will be full life. Not halfway through someone will leave the body. So you are going to claim full inheritance, or are you happy with just a little? Yo Mateshwari Jagatamba Mama. Mama always had the aim that whatever Srimad Bhaktada gave, whether for thoughts, for words, for actions, whatever Srimad Bhaktada gave, she definitely had to do it. This was her determined thought all the time. So those who are going to claim the full inheritance should keep this aim in their intellect. That something will happen, that everything will happen suddenly. For that I have to be ever ready, and for that I need to have a long period of time practice. So keep all these three things together: suddenly, ever ready, and long period of time practice. Remember these three things together. This is why Bhaktada's blessing for all the children who are the lamps of hope. Bhaktada's blessing for all the children who are the lamps of hope is, always remember these three things: suddenly, ever ready, and long time practice. So always remember these three things and show the practical proof of becoming the lamps of hope. Show this practical proof. Bhaktada has seen that children have created various types of courses. Yeah, now because WINGS program started, so for each professional wing, there was a little different course. So children prepared many courses. It is good. Bhaktada is giving congratulations. But now, according to the time, instead of a course, give them a course of force. Give them a course of force in such a way that those souls do not just become loving and cooperative with the Father. So not only just loving and cooperation with the Father, but those souls whom you serve, but such a force they should experience that they become souls who follow every Srimad, so that they become souls who are filled with total force. To whomever you give the course, then they become closed jewels. So do the course of force so that they become closed jewels. Is this possible? Now give this course a force. Bap Dada is seeing that the elements have come into upheaval. Bap Dada is seeing that the elements have come into upheaval. And therefore, due to one reason or another, the elements are showing their impact. And will continue to do so. You will continue to see in a practical way what you never thought or dreamt about. So even that will happen, or what you never thought or ever dreamt about, that will happen. So you have to make the elements satopradhan too. At the moment they are creating their own impact. The elements, and this is why new things continue to happen from time to time. Some or the other calamity coming, so new things happen. Continue to happen from time to time. However, all of you are heirs, are you not? You are not just loving and cooperative, but you are heirs, the ones who have a full right. Are you this? Are you heirs? Are you not? You are heirs, are you not? Are you heirs? Yes, you are heirs. What about double foreigners? All of you are heirs, are you not? Are you heirs? Are you not? Yes, are you heirs? You are those who are going to claim the full inheritance, are you not? Not incomplete, not half, but full inheritance. What about the Pandavas? Are you those Pandavas who are going to receive the full inheritance? So they are nodding their head. Yes, Baba, we will claim full inheritance. So simply remember, I am the lamp of Bap Dada's hopes. I am a lamp of Bap Dada's hopes. Remember this. On this day of remembrance, you should remember that every child, whether he has come here or not, whether he's here or is sitting far away, but he's merged in the heart. Bap Dada's instruction for each child is, Bap Dada's instruction is, Bap Dada's instruction for each child is, I have to become this, that is, I am the lamp of Bap Dada's hopes, and I have to become this, and accept that you are never going to use the word sometime. This word you're not going to use any time. So this word sometime is no longer in, is not there in the Brahmin dictionary, Baba said. It has to be right now. Who has seen tomorrow? You know, they say, who has seen tomorrow? So Baba also said, who has seen tomorrow? Let it be today. Whatever you have to do it today, now. Don't think about it. I will do it. It will happen. It will take place. You try to assure Baba in this way. You tell Baba, Baba, you don't worry about it. We will be right. We'll be all right at the right time. We'll be okay at the right time. However, Bap Dada's desire is, that if you were given a test paper right now, each one of you children should pass fully. If you get a paper right now, you should be able to pass fully. Is this possible? Is this possible? Do you want to pass fully? Acha. So what's to be done now? And Muniben is saying is Bhopal, you know, Madhya Pradesh. Turn to serve Bhopal. So, seeing the zeal and enthusiasm of each zone for service, Bap Dada is pleased. All of you continue to take the chance very well. Because you know, you receive the nourishing fruit of service. When you serve, you get the nourishing fruit of that. But now, Bap Dada, has this desire for all of you to move forward fast, to become a zone that is free from obstacles, however many centers and sub-centers there are in each zone, each area should be a center that is free from obstacles. Every area should be a center that is free from obstacles. There should be a wave of intense effort in each one. Okay, you may sit down. So many double foreigners had come. All double foreigners. So Baba's addressing all of you now. See double foreigners who came at that time. You can see them. Bap Dada has just given a signal for making intense efforts. Baba says you must make efforts, but not just efforts, but intense efforts. Not just effort, because the time for making effort has gone. Now it is a time for intense effort. And also do not let it be at some other time. No, it should be now. You have to do this now. You have to become this now. So it has to happen.
Okay,
okay. Okay. Now Baba is giving Yad Pyar to all. To all. The intense effort makers everywhere. To all the intense effort makers everywhere who take a step forward with constant zeal and enthusiasm and who do everything with a true heart, Bab Dada is seeing the tilak of victory on their foreheads. So Bab Dada is seeing the tilak of victory on their foreheads. All of you have faith and intoxication. All of you have faith and intoxication that you are victorious. You were victorious and you will remain victorious. This is why Bab Dada is seeing the tilak of victory on each one's forehead. All of you are very loving to today. Garlands of love came to Bab Dada from Amrit Vela onwards. So many garlands of love came to Bab Dada from Amrit Vela onwards. And in return, Bab Dada is giving all of you children the garland of being constantly victorious. All the children everywhere are seeing this, you know, because science has created all these facilities for you. You are able to watch everything that's happening in Madhuban now. All these facilities are for you so that wherever you are sitting, you can see and hear. So Bab Dada is seeing how you are seeing and hearing Baba at all the different places. So Bab Dada is seeing all of you, wherever you are seeing and hearing Baba. So Bab Dada is giving love and remembrance for the day of remembrance to all the children everywhere. Bab Dada is giving love and remembrance for the day of remembrance to all the children everywhere. Each child is merged in Bab Dada's heart. And the father is merged in each child's heart. So every child is merged in Bab Dada's heart and Baba is merged in every child's heart. So, congratulations, and also namaste. We have Madhurvani group with us today. Baba has filled our aprons today with blessings. Baba said, we are the ones who should be ever ready, and we are the jewels, victorious jewels. Baba has given us so many blessings from today's meeting. In this Avyakt Divas, Avyakt Day, Baba says, you are my child, and Baba says that you are my child, and we say you are my Baba. Now Madhurvani group will be singing a song.
स्नेह के सागर आपने बाबा स्नेह में सबको समा लिया, स्मृतियों के वरदानों से समर्थ हमको बना दिया। स्नेह के सागर आपने बाबा स्नेह में सबको समा लिया। एक बार ताली बजा करके प्यारे बाप दादा को बधाइयां देते हैं। Sagar aapne baba jeega
गॉड फ्लिक्स फिल्म डिवीजन के द्वारा लॉन्च किया गया है। आप इसे फ्री इंस्टॉल करके बिना विज्ञापनों के बाबा के सभी फिल्मों को देख सकते हैं। कृपया इसे आप अपने दोस्तों और परिवार के साथ शेयर करें। अभी हम सुनेंगे आदरणीय दादी रतन मोहिनी जी से वरदानी बोल। प्यारे बाबा, तो हम बच्चों को हर प्रकार से वरदानों से भरपूर करते रहते हैं। हमारे बीच में आदरणीय दादी रतन मोहिनी जी बैठी हैं। अब आदरणीय दादी रतन मोहिनी जी वरदानी बोल से हम सबको भरपूर करेंगे। आदरणीय दादी जी,
ओम शांति। ओम शांति। ओम शांति।
अभी तुमने मशाब का शहर टाइम आगे निकल गया है, फिर भी जो आज हम सबने सुना है
Baba, which Baba told us today, we should tune that, and whenever we meet others, we should say whatever Baba told us, and should share this with others in simple words, because the words are simple, they will be happy. I've seen even today, so someone was sitting and listening to Baba, and in between they became very happy while listening to Baba. Now we'll listen to Nirbhay Bhaji. Om Shanti. Today is a special day for all of us. The day of Avek Bab Dadamalan. We thank Daddy Gulzar and Neelu Didi. In Bombay, they are listening to the program live. Along with that, the Bhopal zone, all the main sisters of the Bhopal zone, when I see them, I remember our loving Mahendra Bhai. Because he took care of the Bhopal zone in a very, very loving and caring manner. And he did such special tasks which were different from others, and he always remained in an unlimited attitude. This day, for all the godly family members, whether Madhuban Nivasis or in different part of Bharat or abroad, all children of Baba, when 18th January comes, everyone has a lot of enthusiasm during this day. One, we feel like spending most of the day with Baba and become immersed in Baba's love. We just can detach ourselves from other things. Baba mentioned three things in today's Murli. We pay our attention, we should pay our attention to these. What should I do? On what aspect should we pay attention? And how should we maintain zeal and enthusiasm inside? Baba also gave us blessing. Now we should think it's almost 50 years since Avyakt Bab Dada has been coming, and before that there was Sakar Baba's part. Adding all this, since the time we came to Gyan, some must be 70 years in Gyan, some less than that. Mahinder Bhai was senior to me. Amir Chand Bhai, Jagdish Chandra, Ramesh Bhai Ji. There was a good team of brothers who helped in revealing the Father in different variety ways. And they have revealed the Father. It's not that they haven't. It's not that they just conflicted the program. The programs they organized were eye-opening programs, I remember. In Bhopal, in the military ground, there was a mega program, and the program was so beautiful and was in so much numbers. 1,01,000,000 were expected, and 2 million people came. So service happened in a large scale. Now, according to the current time, you'll see Baba has been giving warning since long back how the days will be in the future, how much difficulties you have to face. In this year, since the past 1 year, we have seen it's difficult for us to go and come. Even if we go somewhere, we used to feel scared inside. Since the past 1 year, we were hearing the cry of Corona. Now people see that the vaccination is out, and truth is there will be safety. It's good. But you and me, everyone knows, the task for which we have become the instrument, we have become Babas, but after that we have understood our part, and now we know we have become an instrument for such an elevated great task. It's not a small task. If you think about this, you would say small mouth, big talk. To give the knowledge to all the souls in this world, along with that, with this aim, within few years, that the Iron Age will come to an end, and the Diamond Age that's going on, so this is the time that we receive to become an invaluable diamond of Baba, when we understand and realize this diamond age and realize every single second. We should maximum utilize every single second. When Baba talks about continuous remembrance, people create load of thought, how will this be possible? But Baba mentioned about different drills, methods, how throughout the day we should remember Baba in different relations, and how can we make him your chart of remembrance. In the Murli, too, Baba gave lot of wonderful instructions, knowledge, and there are a lot of things in Murli. There are a lot of things we read that, we like that, but now we should become an embodiment of this. Whatever Baba expects from us, we should become an embodiment of that. You should feel that now your state is such that even if you have to leave your body right now, there shouldn't be any margin of a thought. You should be happy, Baba, I'm coming to you. And then we'll go to our kingdom. This is the time we have to prepare for that. And when the 18th January comes, Baba has given loving remembrance in different ways. But the most important thing too is to walk in Baba's footsteps. How is it possible? Sakar Baba, how he played the part of Bhaktada, he combined Shri Baba in such a way that both became one. So we children should also follow Baba's footsteps and should make efforts to become equal to Baba, and should do it sincerely, deep from the heart, not to show others. I've seen how much ever we make an effort with lot of interest, then our state of mind becomes very happy, and I understand in this conscious state, this is the greatest gift. In the future, the throne, the crown, that's a different thing. But During this time, the bliss that we experience from Baba in the confluent age is what we receive from Baba. So this is my good wishes for all of you on this special day. Namaste. Always dance in supersensual joy, and there shouldn't be any margin for sadness in your life. Om Shanti. So on this day we thank Gulzar Dadi Ji today. Through Gulzar Dadi we were able to meet with Bab Dada. Now we'll clap for Gulzar Dadi Ji and remember Dadi. How Baba took the medium of Gulzar Dadi and made it complete and full. Now we listen to Brij Mohan Bhai Ji. Om Shanti. Loving Babas, dear loving children from Baba's zone and other brothers and sisters, 18th January, remind us about many things. There are 18 chapters in the Bhagavad Gita. Now it's complete. In this manner, Brahma Baba became complete and full on 18th January and became obvious and took angelic form. For the past 52 years, he has been doing service in the angelic form. So there are, 18th January tells other things too, but it says, which Baba mentioned today, which you have to pay attention, that last, the confluence age, which is an elevated age in itself, in which we meet Supreme Father. In the golden age, we receive everything, but we do not receive Baba. And supersensuous joy, even the deities doesn't feel that. Towards the end of the confluence age, Baba says, when your children understand the connection of the confluence age, at the end of the confluence age, it's connected to the transformation of this world. And Baba says this repeatedly, do not be careless and lazy. Because today too Baba mentioned that you have no idea what's going to happen with your body. And for you, that might be the end of the confluence age. When I was seeing the video, there were many souls who were sitting in the front row who were not there today. Today, the seats are empty. When you see every video, you see someone or the other is missing. You know, in the next video, what I'm trying to say, who knows? So there are a lot of attainments from Baba. Baba says, this is the inheritance for 21 births. So if you want to take birth in the first birth, this is the time that you have to make effort. Baba said, to be ever ready, and suddenly anything can happen. If you become ever ready,
you can do service after being ever ready. Ever ready doesn't mean it's the last step. Like Dadi Janki did service even after becoming ever ready. And one part of us is that world service. How much ever we become ever ready, and when we do the service, then they also will become ever ready. The stage in which we are, we do service to others in that form and make others also like that. So when you're ever ready, you will make others ever ready too. The two benefits, Bhaiji said, that at any moment when Baba calls you, you should be happy. You should not repent thinking that I hope that I get one more day of the consulate age. That's what Baba says. You know about the time, but you have time right now. How much are you using the time? Nowadays I'm just looking at one thing, this waste word. If there is any waste sanskaras inside, even if you have saved something, Baba says to do economy of the words, of the thoughts. Baba says to economy of everything. Even if you do the economy, and if you have any sanskaras of waste, even your savings will be wasted. I thought that I will do this later.
So,
so the waste thought does a lot of trick to you. Thoughts tell you, don't worry, just take rest for some time. I have seen that when you become successful, you forget many things. And after that, the laziness attacks. When the cycle tire gets punctured, and when you fill the air, you understand where is the hole. When you become a lot of happy, Maya takes this chance that this person is elevated now. Now, Maya leads you to laziness now. With one term that Baba said, pay attention. Baba used to converse with the mind, with all the five sense organs. You have to pay attention to this. Then, you shouldn't be lazy and should not be wasted. If you have to fill the golden eight sense car, you have to do it now. In order to avoid the waste, you have to do now. You know that you have to do these service, and this time is free. So the time is not free. You have to do it for the service through the mind. So service through the mind, you can do it only that much how much you do it for yourself. There is the atmosphere of pure inside. So who can do to remove? What can you do to remove fear? One who is fearless can only remove fear from others. Some has the fear of leaving the body. We consider ourselves as soul. So the soul does not get distracted. We become fearless and give the vibration. Then naturally, the vibrations of fear will get reduced. Baba said the Murli, all the world is suffering from desires. So who can reduce the desires? The fire can be put off only through water. So only who has unlimited disinterest can remove the desire from others. Baba has given a lot of duty to us. You have to pay attention to the duty. If you pay attention, you will be happy that you have fulfilled your task. Om Shanti.
भाई साहब ने हमें व्यर्थ और अलबेलेपन से
मुक्त होने की और अपने ऊपर पूरा अटेंशन रखने की प्रेरणा दी है।
खुशहाल कर दिया, हाँ खुशहाल कर दिया। हो ओ बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया, हमारे बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया।